This is Side B of the Vision Australia Annual Report for 2004-2005. Continuing, profiles. I've never been able to just walk into a bank and withdraw cash. A world of new choices began opening up to Ebru Samaktus this year when Vision Australia successfully advocated the introduction of an ID card for people who don't drive. The New South Wales government has announced that by 2006 it will offer an endorsed photo ID card which can be used like a driver's licence. Ineligible to drive a car because of her vision impairment, Ebru will be happy to say goodbye to the major inconveniences she experiences going about everyday business, from joining a gym to withdrawing cash from her bank account. Even things like sending something by courier overseas takes ages because I have to take a passport and my birth certificate into the post office, she says. Most of all, she's looking forward to just being able to feel the same as everyone else, being included. I'm going to feel really good about that. I'm always on the lookout to improve things. Jeff Butcher says low vision has made him more resourceful than ever, with Vision Australia helping him help himself. When he first developed blurred sight and a blind spot, the sociable bachelor felt cut off from the world. I couldn't play bowls or golf or go to the pictures. Suddenly your social life is very restricted. A visit to a Vision Australia clinic helped him stay independent. He acquired a closed-circuit TV magnifier for reading lodge notices and newspapers, cassettes of his favourite mystery novels, plus periodicals like The Reader's Digest are mailed regularly from our library. He also checks out new talking books using the library's online catalogue. I've been able to do things for myself, he says, but Vision Australia provided me with the means to do it. They've made life easier for me, and I've been very grateful for that. We even forget he's blind. It's become an everyday thing. Harrison is just a regular boy. Harrison's ability to listen and remember often amazes his parents, but at first they were afraid he'd never lead a normal life. They've journeyed from worry to confidence with the support of Vision Australia. Meanwhile, Harrison has achieved a major milestone this year, his first day of school, with practical solutions to anticipate and overcome any challenges he might face. A specialist wrote a report for his teachers on modifications like better lighting to help him use his remaining sight. They explained that handouts in big black writing on white paper would be more visible. Harrison was also introduced to Braille, so he'd be able to learn to read at the same pace as the other children. What most impressed his mum, Carlene, was knowing she could ask Vision Australia any question, and if they didn't know, they'd find out. The help we've had has been excellent. I thought that was something I'd never be able to do. Remember where all the keys are on a computer keyboard. If he's not sure where to find a letter on his keyboard, Bruce McAllister can't look and check, which makes him all the more pleased with his newfound computer skills. Legally blind for 3 years because of a degenerative eye condition, the former swim coach began a touch typing course at Vision Australia this year using software that reads words out loud from the screen. This is helping him type assignments and lecture notes for a certificate course in remedial massage. While the learning curve can be overwhelming, every small success and encouragement from his trainers boosts his confidence and builds his hope of running his own massage therapy business one day. When I had to stop working, I thought, what am I going to do now? He remembers. Now I can't wait to be able to work again. When you're describing theatre for people who can't see it, you have to be on the ball. It's lucky former radio broadcaster John Coleman enjoys a challenge. A Vision Australia volunteer who describes the spectacle of theatre for people who are blind or vision impaired. He says, "You have to keep your description away from the actor's dialogue and yet be able to convey the reason why the audience is laughing." We see plays at least 3 times before a production and still get caught out occasionally. To John, the effort is well worth the benefits it brings. I was told one vision-impaired young man nudged his father at a play and said, "Dad, I can see what's happening on stage." That was a highlight for me. Corporate governance. The Board of Directors of Vision Australia Limited is responsible for the corporate governance of the consolidated entity. The Board guides and monitors the business and affairs on behalf of the members to whom they are accountable. Composition of the Board. The Board consists of 12 persons from the date of registration until the second annual general meeting of members. During this period, at least 50% of the Board, including the Chair, must be persons who are blind or vision impaired. All directors are non-executive directors. The Board comprises directors with an appropriate range of qualifications and knowledge of business, law, marketing, sensory loss and disability and consumer issues. Directors act in a voluntary capacity. In limited cases, directors or their firms may act in a professional capacity for Vision Australia Limited. In such cases, the nature of the work and the remuneration are subject to approval by the Board. Board responsibilities. The Board acts on behalf of and is accountable to the members. The Board identifies the expectations of members and monitors changes in government policy and community expectations. The Corporations Act 2001 and Vision Australia Limited's constitution govern the regulation of meetings and proceedings of the Board as far as the constitution is applicable. The role of the Board and its relationship with management is governed by a Board-agreed charter. The responsibility for operation and administration is delegated by the Board to the Chief Executive Officer, CEO. The Board, CEO and management team set the corporate strategic direction. The Board meets monthly and monitors the achievements of service targets and financial objectives against budget. Board committees. To maximise its efficiency and effectiveness, the Board has formed a number of subcommittees that consider specific areas of Vision Australia Limited's activities and report back to the Board. Each committee operates under its own Board-approved charter. Audit, Finance and Business Risk Committee. The primary role of the committee is to monitor and review on behalf of the Board the effectiveness of the control environment in Vision Australia Limited in the areas of operational and balance sheet risk, legal regulatory compliance and financial reporting. The overriding objective of the committee is to provide an independent and objective review of the financial and other information prepared by management, in particular that to be provided to members and or filed with regulators. The committee also reviews the adequacy and scope of the audit plans of the external and internal auditors. Members of the committee are Paul Gleeson, Chair, Owen van der Waal, and Timothy Griffiths, who replaced Margaret Perrell. Human Resources Committee. The primary role of this committee is to provide an efficient mechanism for reviewing, assessing and recommending to the Board remuneration policies and procedures whilst overseeing the general remuneration strategy of the company. Members of the committee are Ronald Barton, Chair, Michael Janes, Kevin Murphitt and Lynette Davis. Client Services Committee. The primary role of this committee is to monitor, review and recommend to the Board policies and practices of client service that are consistent with community expectations and the mission of Vision Australia Limited. The committee is additionally responsible for the audit, monitoring and reviewing of services delivered. Members of the committee are David Blythe, Chair, Malcolm Daubney, Marianne Diamond, Graham Innes and June Ashmore. National Information and Library Services Committee. The primary role of this committee is to monitor, review and recommend to the Board policies and practices of National Information and Library Services that are consistent with community expectations and the mission of Vision Australia Limited. The committee is additionally responsible for the audit, monitoring and reviewing of the services delivered. Members of the committee are Lynette Davis, Chair, Malcolm Daubney, Michael Janes, David Blythe, Graham Innes, and Kevin Murphitt. service monitoring and customer outcomes. Client Advisory Body. The Client Advisory Body is elected by clients of Vision Australia Limited to independently represent the needs and views of the clients. This body is the peak internal consumer body, and it will interact with, but remain separate from, the board. This body operates under a charter that has been approved by the board. The board shall receive and consider any recommendations and advice given by the body, but shall not be bound by any such recommendation or advice. The body, in consultation with the chair of the board, will annually nominate two board members to join the body and represent its views to the board. Directors' attendance at meetings during the period. June M. Ashmore, AM. Board of Directors. Meetings attended, 12. Meetings conducted, 14. Client Services. Meetings attended, 4. Meetings conducted, 5. Ronald K. Barton, Board of Directors, meetings attended, 9, meetings conducted, 14. Remuneration and Integration, now HR, meetings attended, 9, meetings conducted, 10. David C. H. Blythe, AO, Board of Directors, meetings attended, 13, meetings conducted, 14. Client Services, meetings attended, 5, meetings conducted, 5. National Information and Library Services, meetings attended 6, meetings conducted 7. Malcolm C. Daubney, Board of Directors, meetings attended 13, meetings conducted 14. Client Services, meetings attended 5, meetings conducted 5. National Information and Library Services, meetings attended 7, meetings conducted 7. Lynette A. Davis, Board of Directors, meetings attended 12, meetings conducted 14. Remuneration and Integration, now HR, meetings attended 10, meetings conducted 10. National Information and Library Services, meetings attended 7, meetings conducted 7. Marianne Diamond, Board of Directors, meetings attended 14, meetings conducted 14. Client Services, meetings attended 5, meetings conducted 5. Paul G. Gleeson, Board of Directors, meetings attended 12, meetings conducted 14. Audit, Finance and Business Risk, meetings attended 10, meetings conducted 10. Timothy P. Griffiths, Board of Directors, meetings attended 1, meetings conducted 1. Audit, Finance and Business Risk, meetings attended 1, meetings conducted 1. Graham G. Innes, AM, Board of Directors, meetings attended 14, meetings conducted 14. Client Services, meetings attended 5, meetings conducted 5. National Information and Library Services, meetings attended 5, meetings conducted 7. Michael J. Janes, OAM, Board of Directors, meetings attended 14, meetings conducted 14. Remuneration and Integration, now HR, meetings attended 10, meetings conducted 10. National Information and Library Services, meetings attended 5, meetings conducted 7. Kevin F. Murfitt, Board of Directors, meetings attended 14, meetings conducted 14. Remuneration and Integration, now HR, meetings attended 10, meetings conducted 10. National Information and Library Services, meetings attended 4, meetings conducted 7. Margaret H. Perrell, Board of Directors, meetings attended 9, meetings conducted 12. Audit, Finance and Business Risk, meetings attended 6, meetings conducted 8. Owen van der Waal, Board of Directors, meetings attended 14, meetings conducted 14. Audit, Finance and Business Risk, meetings attended 10, meetings conducted 10. Directors. Graham G. Innes, AM, LLB, Chair. A lawyer, mediator and company director, Graham Innes has been a human rights practitioner for 25 years, working in equal opportunity in New South Wales, Western Australia and nationally. Deputy Disability Discrimination Commissioner with the Commonwealth Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission from 1999 to 2005, Graham now sits as a part-time judicial member of the New South Wales Administrative Decisions Tribunal and the New South Wales Consumer, Trader and Tenancy Tribunal. Michael J. Janes, OAM, Bachelor of Commerce, FCPA, FCIS, Vice Chair. Michael has been chairman of ETSA Corporation, a senior executive with the Broken Hill Proprietary Corporation Limited, and director of National Ageing Research Institute, Braille and Talking Book Library, Centre for iResearch Australia. He was also the chairman of trustees, iResearch Foundation, and the company director of various public companies. Kevin F. Murfitt, BA Honours, Vice Chair. A psychologist and PhD candidate at Deakin University, Kevin is researching employers' attitudes to graduates with a disability. Kevin was consultant to the Willing and Able Mentoring Project, WAM, 2000, and Deakin University's Disability Awareness Consultant and Disability Liaison Officer. He was also vice president of the former Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind and received a 2002 Heriok Human Rights Award for his contribution to the Public Transport Disability Access Standards. June M. Ashmore, AM. Following a career in physiotherapy, June worked as a policy officer in ACROD until 1992. Since then, she has been an executive member of various organisations, including the former Royal Blind Society, NICAN, Consumers Health Forum and World Blind Union. She's also president of Canberra Blind Society. June is married with four children. Ronald Keith Barton, SC, PhD. Keith graduated with degrees in chemical engineering from the University of New South Wales. He retired from full-time employment in 1999 after a career in manufacturing in Australia and the USA, working with companies such as BHP, CSR, James Hardie. He is currently a non-executive director of a number of Australian and New Zealand public companies, including Amcor and Coles Myer. David C. H. Blythe, AO. Awarded the World Blind Union's Louis Braille Award for Outstanding Service to Blind and Other Disabled Persons, David has held positions including Director of ACROD and President of the World Blind Union. He's also President of the Australian and International Blind Golf Associations. He and wife Jess have three children and three grandchildren. Malcolm C. Daubney, C. Engineering, FIMARE, UK. Malcolm has been president of Sara Lee Corporation for Asia Pacific for the last 15 years. He also has directorships in international publicly listed companies and directorships in 16 Asian and Australian companies. He is currently employed in management for major international companies, including Gillette. Malcolm has also worked as a volunteer for 30 years. Lynette A. Davis, MA Honours, PhD. Lynette researches and writes in the disability policy area, is an advocate on behalf of people who are blind or vision impaired, and a member of the National Disability Advisory Council. A senior lecturer in sociology at Sydney's Macquarie University before retiring, she has also been director of Blind Citizens Australia and the former Royal Blind Society. She and her partner have two children. Marianne Diamond, BSc, Graduate Diploma in IT. Marianne is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations and the first Vice President of the World Blind Union. She worked in the information technology industry for many years before moving into the community sector during the late 1990s. Marianne was born blind and has four children. Paul G. Gleeson, BSc, LLB, LLM. Paul was born in Melbourne and is a solicitor and partner at Russell Kennedy Solicitors. He completed a Bachelor of Science and Bachelor of Laws at Monash University and Master of Laws at Melbourne University. Paul has three daughters. Timothy P. Griffiths, Bachelor of Business, Graduate Certificate Export, MBT, ASA. Tim is General Manager and Company Secretary of the Bionic Ear Institute and Board Member of the Cooperative Research Centre for Hearing. He has also held financial and business management roles for companies including STEM Industries, Varian Australian, the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind and Julius Marlowe Holdings. Tim is married with a daughter. Owen van der Waal. Owen spent 37 years at Westpac Banking Corporation in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, London and New York. His senior executive roles have included group executive for the retail bank, international and investment banking, and director of public affairs. He was a president of the Australian Foreign Exchange Association, a councillor of Association Combiste Internationale in Paris, and director of MasterCard International in New York. Owen is also a member of the board of Girl Guides New South Wales. Financial highlights. Operating income for the period was $66.370 million. The major sources of income were government grants, $24.281 million. Bequest income, $9.896 million. Fundraising income, $9.178 million. Operating expenses for the period, $71.192 million. The major expenditure items were direct client services, $38.286 million. Library and information services, $9.457 million. Marketing expenses, $5.546 million. Included in the operating expenditure were one-off extraordinary expenditure items as a result of the merge, totaling $4.281 million. The operating deficit for the period was $4.822 million. This excludes the $168.678 million contribution arising from the scheme of arrangement of the merging organisations. Including this contribution, the accounting net surplus for the period was $163.856 million. Statement of financial performance for the financial period ended 30th of June 2005. Operating income. Government grants, $24.281 million. Bequest income, $9.896 million. Fundraising, $9.178 million. Sale of goods, $5.585 million. Service revenue, $3.018 million. Other revenue, $5.560 million. Proceeds from sale of non-current assets, $8.852 million. Total operating income, $66.370 million. Operating expenditure. Direct client services, $38.286 million, or 54% of total operating expenditure. Library and information services, $9.457 million, 13%. Marketing expenses, $5.546 million, 8%. Corporate services, $5.279 million, 7%. Integration expenses, $4.281 million, 6%. Net book value of non-current assets sold, $8.343 million, or 12% of total operating expenditure. Total operating expenditure, $71.192 million. Operating deficit, negative $4.822 million. Contribution arising from the scheme of arrangement, $168.678 million. Net surplus, $163.856 million. Supporting Vision Australia. It costs more than $60 million each year to deliver our services to people who are blind, vision impaired, or have difficulty reading standard printed material. We rely on the generosity of people in the community who share our vision to raise approximately 60% of these funds. Others give their time and skills as volunteers, enabling us to provide more valuable services. If you have read this annual report and been inspired by Vision Australia's work, please consider making a donation by filling out the coupon below and returning it to us at one of the addresses listed below. If you are already a Vision Australia supporter, thank you. We value your contribution. The following is a description of the form, which appears in the print version of this document. Your title, Mr., Mrs., Ms., etc. Your name. Company, if applicable. Mailing address, including state and postcode. Telephone number. Email address. Select from the following tick boxes. Please accept my donation of tick box for $50, $100, $250, $500, or other. Please nominate an amount. Or I wish to make a monthly credit card donation of and give the credit card details following shortly. Tick box from the following: $30 per month, that's $1 per day, $50 per month, $100 per month, or other. Nominate an amount per month, minimum of $30. You may vary or cancel your monthly donation at any time. I wish to pay by, tick box either check or money order, please make payable to Vision Australia, or please debit my, tick box, bank card, MasterCard, Visa, Diners, Amex. Card number, expiry date, and cardholder's name. Your signature, telephone number and email address. Donations of $2 or more are tax deductible. Please return this coupon with your donation to, in Victoria, post to Locked Bag 600, St Kilda Road Central, Victoria 8008. Toll-free telephone number 1-800-422-077. Fax 03-9529-6382. In New South Wales and other states, post to Locked Bag 3012, Burwood, New South Wales 1805. Toll-free phone number 1-800-422-077. Fax 02-9334-3345. Also, please send me information about tick boxes, remembering Vision Australia in my will, and becoming a volunteer. This has been a recording of the Vision Australia Annual Report for 2004-2005. The production of this recording has been made possible by Vision Australia in the interests of information accessibility. This audio version has been produced by the Vision Australia Information and Library Service. Telephone 1300 VISION. That's 1300 847 466. Your narrator was Tony Porter. This concludes the recording.